it's about that time. It's party time from the Cultured Swine on radiodr.co.za.
Hi. That's how I start. That's literally how I start the show, guys. Exactly. Hi, it's party time from the Cultured Swine. And today I'm here with my friend Nono.
Hi.
And her brother, Aveli. As you can see, the dragon's not here today, but it's fine. He'll be back next week. Today we're going to be talking about siblings. Minus my own. Ngizobambi kandlela, basically.
Where are you?
Ngizobambi kandlela. But
from the pink
glass. Stop it. Bruh. But anyway, guys. Your siblings, huh?
We're siblings, man.
And no, you're like the last born, hey?
I'm a last born, yes, sir.
How's it going so far?
Last born living is actually, I was thinking about this morning, guys. It's literally, I don't know.
Look at the camera, not me.
No, she doesn't have to.
Being a last born, isn't it, eh? I just feel like everything that they had to go through, like growing up, him and Zianda, they kind of like, the stuff kind of like fell away, bro. Like the same stuff that you guys like were not able to do, etc., are things that I've been able to do in my childhood, which is kind of like you guys got the, you know,
the worst part of the parenting.
They were like the ones who did the lab rats, bro. Then the last one.
It's actually the other way around. We got a lot more freedom as
did
kids.
You though?
Yeah, we did.
But like, did you though?
Yeah. On I regular occasions, there's like what, 6, 7, 8? We used to leave the house at like 10 and come back at like 6, 7.
You're lying.
That's not where we are.
That is crazy.
But that's also like got to do with the times we live.
With the safety, the safety levels.
You can't say
being a girl is literally like...
hectic,
But the girls were there too, hanging around with
them. Their parents never left them, though. That's
not true. That's not true. It was just a different time. And since we got to go through the better, I don't know, like for kids anyway, it was better.
I think it
was a lot better.
With my siblings, they always say that, like, I have it easy because... they were the lab rats for my parents. Like, literally, they used to get the beatings. They used to get the lockdown.
It was just like... the energy might have not been there to, like, I don't know.
I mean, my dad has never hit me. Like, literally, every time he's tried, he literally cracks up laughing.
You're basically 2000, though. That's why.
Calm down.
It's not generational chat, bro.
Calm down. It's not generational chat.
I'm basically no MMA because of how I was brought up.
I know how to defend myself from MMA because of who I grew up
with. Definitely. I also used to get my beatings from my brothers, bruh. I remember the one time I like used my brother's cologne, my older brother's cologne, and he literally lifted me from the floor, bruh. On some, why are you doing this?
At least you did something to him. At least you had his cologne. My brother, he saw it raining outside one day, bro. Did I not become a human umbrella? He held me above his head for, like, I don't even know when, bro. Chest book. Like, what is that?
Even? I don't want to get wet. What do you mean?
Stay inside.
No, honestly, growing up with siblings, like, it's interesting. It's entertaining. But it also, like, is a life-threatening situation.
My dog, daily.
Daily.
It's survival of the fittest.
No way.
Would rather have siblings than not.
Oh, no, for sure. Yeah. I feel like kids that grow up without siblings become weird. That you are very weird.
Massive to just throw.
No, you are weird. You are weird when you grow up without siblings because you can't speak to people. You don't know how to interact like with people. You interact with adults. That's all you do.
That's hectic. Why do these kids not have friends? Why is it just them and their parents?
Where are they gonna get their friends from?
Especially when it's lockdown and you're the only child, like.
Bruh.
Okay, that is rough stuff, guys.
Also, it's been rough. It's been rough for this last born here.
Actually, what a lot of what is it? The only children.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of imaginary friends.
Yeah.
That stuff is weird. No, but man, being a last born is quite lit, eh? But I also feel like I will literally remain a baby in everyone's eyes up until.
For sure. And you're never going to change that, dog. Even when you get married, you'll still be the child. Because for them, they're always, in their eyes, they're always just seeing that little kid that was...
An umbrella.
I always think you're like naive. Well, maybe it's just me and my... Okay, yeah, my track record looks the type of way. Like, there's reason for worry, but like...
I feel like my track record ain't that great either, but like I
wonder what you two have in common.
It's the last born syndrome. Wow, I guess
OBS.
But like, also another thing I want to like chat about is just, I know you guys also have a fair share of like your friends. Zamo and I also share friends. Like,
we don't share friends.
Yes, you do.
No.
I'm your friend.
You're my sister's friend. Right. Guys, we're literally my best friend.
We interact.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you can be in the same space as your sister's friends.
We share friends for sure. When I first went to varsity, when I went to Vidsbury, you were literally blinking up with my mates from here. I didn't even know. Where? Did you and Michaela go to John Legend together?
Oh, Michael Bublé.
What the hell?
My best mate. I didn't even know that they went, like, I don't even
know. That is so cool, bruh.
Crazy. But they literally love him. All of my friends growing up, they literally became obsessive. They would want to see him more than they'd want to come and, like, see me.
Yeah, include me there sometimes.
Impossible. Once I grew a personality, everyone started realizing.
So what was happening before? You were just a boring...
Boring ass.
No, but like, I'm just saying that stuff is also quite cool. Like, I don't know.
Sharing friends.
I like sharing friends with my brother. Like, you just.
That makes it sound weird. I don't like the terminology.
What, sharing friends?
Weird. Yeah, it's weird.
Then what do you want it to be? What is it? Having the same friends?
Friendship circle? No.
Can you guys figure it out?
But what I'm saying
We'll workshop that one.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the people that he hangs out with and the people that I hang out with.
Don't worry, Ben's literally making this complicated for Natalie.
He just made it discuss.
No. Oh my god. Just don't think it's accurate. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Accurate.
Okay, but like in terms of like even just the safety, like your parents never really bother you if they know you're hanging out with, like, they don't. With your brother and the friends.
I disappear for like 7 days and not even say where I am.
Yeah.
Because I'm with Bailey, like a brute.
Literally, yeah.
After 10 minutes. It's
no, in the
I don't know if that's because of the sound of your mic that they sound like that, or.
Fantastic.
For sure. At 6 p.m., bruh, they're already like, why are you not home if I'm not with my brother? If he's there, it's, are you cool? Are you happy being there with. Yes, I'm fine. Okay, cool. Enjoy. I could literally come back tomorrow morning. They'll be like, so how was it?
Yeah. How was it being responsible? Because that's what all the brothers are.
Responsible.
Very responsible.
Barely.
Shout out to the dragon.
Barely.
Shout out to nobody. Especially not him. Oh my gosh.
I think barely, guys, but like... I don't know. What else do you want to say about your siblings, Nono?
Let's be honest.
Also, you have like
two. Have you ever died when you were with your brother?
While I'm here.
100% track record. Science.
I literally don't even have like, I live with this.
It's true though.
Well.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know.
Nono, how do you feel about like when your brother starts dating? Has he ever started dating?
Have you started dating? Did he even talk to us about this stuff is the issue.
Why?
I don't know. I don't think it's... I think I found it a little bit weird.
You want to know about it, bro.
I think I find it a little bit weird.
Why? Why can we do everything on this earth together? And
that's the one thing you want to keep away?
I've always been kind of private with
my love. Okay.
So there is a love life.
I need to talk about me. Ah, too.
What, yeah?
Okay,
that looks pretty cool.
Thanks.
No, man.
No, but like, legit. Like,
yeah, what is your question even? What are you saying?
I'm asking.
Yeah.
You know, Veli's love life, no. Yeah, when, okay. So you've never seen him with a girl, you never had a girl where you're like, I don't like this girl for you.
I've seen him with Hans, but I never like chill with them or get to know them or anything.
But do you ever like act some type of way and so I'm like, I don't like her for my brother?
No, bro, I don't care.
I literally get some type of
and also,
yo, you can really hit that.
I got really good taste, so there's no need to worry.
It's not about the taste though. For me, it's not about. I think for me, it's not about the taste. It's just if I don't like feel the vibe of the girl, I'm just like, no, thank you.
The vibe is not for you. Why though?
Yeah, she ain't dating me, but I have to be around her. Because if I'm hanging out with my brother as often as like we do, this bitch is gonna be around me. So I need to like her.
Out with your brother and his girlfriend.
Well, if she pulls through when we're hanging around.
I don't
yes.
know if you stick around for that. Though,
I think
like,
eventually you're
going
to be the one who's pulling through when they're hanging out.
No, she's going to be pulling through when we're hanging out.
In that situation.
Yeah, you become the third wheel, girl.
Exactly. Okay, I guess, but like still, I'm very opinionated when it comes. And he hates it, I know he does.
Self-centered and self-obsessed.
Why?
Who, me?
It's like protective over your brothers, their hint of like...
Yeah, and just...
I think it's a little bit a hint of... I want all the attention on you.
Oh, we are
no,
jealous.
I don't.
Jealousy.
No, it's not jealousy, guys. Like, I don't mind them if they're not giving me attention. I can see a girl that's just not here for the right reasons.
Hey, Brie, you've literally what been that girl that's you? Not here for the right reasons.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Why do random boys need to be hating? Like, imagine all the girls out there that can literally just, like... chat shit, bro.
And that's fine, that's okay. You can chat shit about me, but also let me chat shit about other people's daughters then. Also just coming here.
But you also have an issue with girls that like try hard to get to know you and like you. Like your brother's girlfriends that actually try to she's so like, oh, why does she always have to be in my face? It's just like
she doesn't know what she wants.
No, I know what I want. I want a nice girl for him, you know. Just a nice girl that's gonna be like half amount of trying to get to know me, half amount of her just being away, half amount of her just not trying to come into the house and like be all over like she's trying to be wifey. Like, don't do that. And really, how do you feel about your sister when she's datey?
I try to stay out of it.
You try to?
Yeah. None of my business.
Vidi is not enjoying this right now.
Why is it? I don't get it. You're an adult.
No, it's none of my business.
No.
Like, why do you like, you know, yeah?
Is it none of his business?
Hey, Bruce, that's, I don't know, like, you know?
I honestly, if I were to be dating, I'd want my siblings to be very much involved. Not 1,000%, but just like every step of the way.
My brother gets to know the people that I've like dated.
Yeah, like I want them to have a friendship, some acquaintance vibes.
But then my sister's literally the complete opposite, bro.
What, like, she doesn't want
to... Nothing. She wants nothing to... Absolutely nothing.
Until like it's for sure.
Basically when I get married. Okay, no, when I'm married, I'm lying. But like, she just gets very protective over that stuff. Like, she doesn't want to know the nigga. She doesn't want to have him on socials. She doesn't want him to think he can be friendly with her.
She doesn't want him to breathe.
Basically. Yeah, no, also me, don't do that social thing. I don't want to have your number. I don't want to... Also me, those things, nah. No.
Avery.
Just, I know that you're there.
It is what
and
it is.
If you're making the person
aren't
happy, that's
about
fine.
Being a hindrance?
Me?
Yeah.
Towards my siblings?
Yeah, or their relationship?
No, I'm not going to be. I think I'm like super fan. I'm super fan. Yeah,
like a couple minutes ago, just said you're a hindrance.
But I don't like. It's not like I stop the girl. I'm like, listen, I just go away. No, I just I.
But you make it very difficult.
I don't because yeah, I actually.
Imagine, I would never go over to somebody's house if I just knew that a sister was just like.
True, but listen, it's not like I sit there and I like make show that like. I don't like you. I actually try and I like talk to you.
I think girls pick it up.
Fine then. She can pick up another man then.
Oh my god. No, when you're dating Zom, or you're literally dating poor man.
Well, package deal, bruh.
Essentially.
No, I'm kidding. But like, I mean, I back off. I mean, listen. You remember, girl.
Oh,
yeah, you see, you remember, I gave her a chance. She was living her best life with him, bruh. So, you know.
And then one girl.
Two, actually, it's been two girls that I was, like, super okay with. Very super chilled okay with.
And maybe that didn't work because so they were, like, your sisters up there. Yeah.
No.
Like, she's always in our faces, right?
Literally. And then I included Nono in the one. She just made it work.
Well, that was a lit ass relationship.
Oh, so guys, there's three of you, hey?
There are three of us.
Two girls, one boy.
How many of you by the house are there?
There's four of us. There's a boy, a girl, Mzamo, myself.
What, the other two don't have names?
They're named after the Bird Box children.
Stop
it. Oh, wow. And what's the age gap between the three of you?
4, 4, 4. Roughly.
Really?
Almost exactly.
Pretty much.
Hectic. I think with Dugwazi, for me, it's like... Yeah, no, legit. Like, to the T. I think with Dugwazi and I, it's like 20 years.
Oh, whoa.
Because he's like 40. Yes. And I'm like...
A massive gap, bro.
Yeah. Then Usiwe, it's 10 years. Then Mzamo, it's 4 years.
They ain't even your siblings. I refuse.
Usiwe's 30-something, bro.
It's like, nah. Hey, that's somebody on me.
And then with Mzamo, it's like 4 years, yeah.
Cute.
Yeah. And I've never really befriended the other two. I don't know them.
Just keep within your like.
Yeah, I don't know them. No, oh they have God. Each other like to play with, and then Zambo like no.
Because when that you say that, dog, I literally played with my oldest sibling the whole time growing up.
Really?
The whole time, yeah. My sister was actually the one who like reminded me or brought light to it, but apparently I always just wanted to play with my brother. All the time.
I know that like I liked hanging out with my eldest brother first, but like he never had time for me. I was always just like on his child.
Hey, bro.
Like why is she always trying to follow me around, especially because he used to live in Joburg. Was it Joburg for a while? He worked there. I don't know. Why would he just say that?
I'm so mad. Oh
he used to work in Joburg for a while. Then he'd like come back every like 2 weeks or whatever. Yeah. And I'd literally cry tears when I'd see him. He'd drop his bags and try Vi to see his friends. And I'd literally be like, like, I miss you, my betrayal. G. Like, then I got over him and now like... chilling with the dragon. Yeah. And we'll basically paint the town red all the time when we take it. Actually, our parents hate our friendship.
Hey, bruh, mine low-key also. It's
speak for yourself. They love me.
They hate it when I'm with you.
When we're together, they know. They like sometimes it doesn't even work when you tell them that he's going to be there. They're like, hey, nah.
Oh, my God.
Have you guys ever shared, like, a bedroom or, like, a toilet or...
What did Xander and I share? Bedroom and bathroom for some years.
Shared a bedroom.
We'd never had our own bathroom.
No. I mean, you do
or
here.
When we're staying together, no.
But yeah, sure. It was a two bathroom. The parents and then.
Yeah, the kids' ones. We have that at home. It's like parents have their own shit, and then us is like one for everybody.
But that was long ago. Like I went to high school and left before even you guys got your own rooms and your own bathrooms.
Yeah.
Which was here. Yeah.
Didn't you guys live together for a bit?
Yeah, when the house was getting renovated.
Oh yeah, we did. For a little bit.
Yeah, how was that?
Where was it even meant to be staying?
People
meant to be staying
just
with
arrived with her and just saying, hey, and I'm like, who the fuck are these people?
You know my
Well,
life,
I didn't say that, but I was thinking it. I was like, who the fuck is
how
this?
Old were you guys at that time?
47 and...
47?
Stop it. When was that, dude? Like a couple...
2 years ago? 2, 3?
I was able to club and stuff.
Oh, wait.
I know I was that old.
Yeah.
2 or 3.
That's a little mini vacation.
Maybe, I don't know. Whatever.
More than that, bro. It must have been like 5 or 7 years.
And did you ever get on each other's, like, nerves?
I don't even remember, like... I feel like I was
yeah,
staying every
you were,
day.
You were obviously always just out of it every time.
Every day.
Stop it.
Every day.
He's lying, bro. I barely get on people's nerves, so please.
He just doesn't know it's a subtle cues. That's another issue. You can't tell when someone's like, oh, Jesus, this bitch. Oh. And you're like, oh, everybody knows me. I'm so cool.
Because like, I say those words. Because that's me.
That is you.
Oh my God.
You literally sound like that.
Wow, guys. Also, you guys have inconsistencies in how I sound all the time. You use a voice like this. And you literally say that like...
But did you just not use two voices now?
Okay. This is literally going nowhere.
No, I remember like sharing with my sister wasn't always fun, especially because sometimes she'd wake up thinking that she wants to be a neat person, but like you know very well that we have the same level of untidiness.
Yeah.
Like, don't wake up one day and I'm like, oh, put your shoes away. You literally take off your shoes and leave them on the floor all the time. Like, what must happen?
I don't know if my sister ever told me what to do when we're sharing a room, because that would literally make me explode.
You fought. All the time.
Yo, no, do you remember your life at all? Like, no, doesn't remember anything.
We used to fight all the time.
But like, about what though?
I don't know, I wasn't there. Just like, all of a sudden, it's just like, tears, both of you just...
Huh, both of
room,
them have
tears.
I'm an emotional person, guys. So yeah, easy.
It's amazing how you can't remember details of your own life, though.
Bruh, no, Nono's memory is crap, bruh.
Alright, guys.
I remember, like, I couldn't have sleepovers because obviously girl was just not having it. Like, she'd shut it down so far. I'd be like, just one friend, and she'd be like, nah.
Hey, not
and
who of you guys.
Yeah, because we'd have to put the beds together. All three of us.
That is a no. That is a no
problem. That also
would have
been like, I don't know.
That is crossing the
lines. Yo, but I remember when she moved out, when we like lived in this house, when she moved out, and then she'd like sometimes come sleep over, I'd be like, what the hell are you doing at home? Like, I'd get so annoyed with it, I'd literally go sleep early.
Leave my room?
Oh, cause God, no, it's like, why? You have your own place. Why are you coming home? Like, it's fine, come visit. But to sleep
go
over, to sleep and not tell me that you're sleeping over, like... Same. Now
like
I can't.
You in your pajamas getting in bed, and then all of a sudden they just move over.
Like, no, it literally is pissed me off. Now I can't do my like sleeping routine. I can't put on loud music because she's gonna tell me to turn it off.
Oh,
like, she's gonna.
How many years was that ago? Why were you playing music in your room?
It was literally
like...
very recent.
So what day is it today?
I just feel like that age, the age that you just gave us of your sister, the age gap.
Yeah.
It's her home. She's allowed to visit.
No. Yeah, she's allowed to visit, but not to sleep over. Like, she's an adult. She can't do sleepovers.
I'm going to sleepovers literally
till
I'm like
14.
I'm still
going to
come for sleepovers.
You're still
going to
be here.
Hey, dog, not for another moment, so please.
No, but I'm ready to, like, move out of home, bruh.
My dog.
Huh?
Siblings sleeping over at their houses. I mean, that happens all the time.
Yeah.
In our family, anyway.
Does it?
Yeah.
When?
The sisters, yeah? Okay, maybe not on the normal side. But oh, on the Shabalala side, definitely.
Yeah, old sleepovers. People doing sleepovers.
Yeah, they have sleepovers all the time.
Yeah, it's really cute.
That's cool. I know my mom and her sister do sleepovers.
Yeah, I know my mom and her sister do sleepovers.
They are literally twins. They are the same person. You had two moms, bro.
Literally, no, legit, bruh.
Hey, bro.
They do sleepovers, bruh.
Oh,
they like wear the same pajamas, really? Even like they go deep with it. I remember the one time we were all confused, like, what is going on? Like, these are adults dressed the same way.
Oh my gosh, I think that's cute as hell. I feel like, yeah, I don't cool. remember, but I feel like obviously I must have hated dressing like my sister, like when we were younger.
No,
but
I'm
now
around,
we literally actually. Love buying the same stuff,
like, really?
Yeah,
she would want everything well, Xander had. Xander would be like, just let me be my own person,
yeah,
because like Xander went and got dreads and then
I couldn't even make that decision for myself.
You know what I mean?
Had dreads so before I
the
could
whole
talk.
Time she was just like, this person. Maybe that's why you guys didn't
get along.
Why? Because we had dreads. Nonsense, guys.
I don't know, no, if you
kept on wanting to do everything she was doing.
I mean, I know I also
she
did Usue, I know, like, with her style, I also sometimes things that I'd seen, I'd be like, oh, that looks nice, I want to have that for myself. But instead of going to get one for myself, I'd just take hers.
Unbelievable.
So that's what I do.
She goes and shops from the store, you shop from her.
Yeah.
That's literally become my life now.
And now I'm even doing it with my mom. I'm like, oh, nice dress.
Mm. That, like, that looks nice.
That looks like it's mine now.
Hey, John, that has literally become me.
Yeah, it's so much fun. But apparently boys don't do that. Like, I know my brothers don't share clothes. They just look at it like, why? Why
no,
must
I
take it?
Really share clothes,
it's so much fun, bruh. Like,
no, it's more fun. Your own clothes.
Nah, man. That's boring.
Oh my gosh, Veli, actually, I'm only realizing now Veli grew up as the only, like, boy. Well, minus your dad, but, like.
Yeah, he was hardly there. He was working.
Yo,
you
need
to sound absent F. Oh, but take that back.
He said he was always working.
Yo, he was never.
No, okay, well, look, let me qualify this. The reason is because, like, my mother was staying at home at the time.
Yeah.
So when these two were kids. So it was me and then all of them.
Yeah.
Dad was working.
Yeah.
And dad would come back late.
And then.
And it's like, yo, what's up, my nigga? So I'm tired. I'm sleepy. And then.
Oh.
So he's one of the ladies for many, many years. It's basically what he's saying.
Did you guys ever dress him up?
Did we ever dress you up, bro? I think he was too old for that.
Yeah, and he would beat you up.
Literally.
Ooh. Zimmy!
Oh my god.
You funny gave Zimmy a makeover. You guys. Yeah. And I was like, what the hell have you done to Zim Dog, right?
Guys.
They fully dressed him up. I think you even put him in heels and. Like,
yeah,
I was just like,
shout out to my Zim Dollar, bro. I need to find some pictures or something
of him.
One thing I've always wanted was a younger sibling.
Really?
Hmm. I just feel like
I wanted a younger brother.
Yeah, I wanted a younger brother as well.
I was just cursed. So I'm just like, another one. I'm like,
well, Nono might as well be a younger brother,
okay, bruh. Kind of, but like,
bruh, if I read it.
Wow.
I'm loving you.
So disrespectful.
No,
even
but like,
these
man,
ones. What? What happened?
So disrespectful.
What did I do yesterday?
About the bank balance. We're literally just looking at pictures now. You would.
I was just like, even I was hurt. I was like, ah. Oh, why would you say that?
Facts, though.
Out of nowhere, I was just like, oh, my heart.
It was for the picture.
You can't make those jokes with people that aren't your siblings. But also, that was like, that was a hectic one.
We might as well be, though. Wow. Like,
wow. I wouldn't be surprised we got stabbed.
If I got stabbed.
Well, one day, if we just like, oh my God, Spooner's in hospital, she got stabbed. I'm like, yeah, obvious. I mean, it's about time.
Guys, wow. That is hectic. I'm only rude to people I'm comfortable around, guys. I'm not just rude all the time.
That is very untrue for you to say, but it's fine.
Please give me an example.
If y'all are keen to drop comments, please, because I know what she just said is very far from the truth. But
yeah, you hella disrespectful.
Not to people that I'm comfortable with.
Even the cute rude, that's me. She just comes with this like cute rude. Fledged, like, you're just disrespectful, dog.
Whomst have I been? Your parents love me, first of all.
Well, they are parents. They have to be adults about it.
Oh my gosh.
No, listen. First of all, you called my parents these people. Do you remember? Even Bailey was like, you can't like come inside their house and call them these people.
When did I ever call your parents these people?
When you're introducing Bailey to my parents. You're like, Bailey, how do you not know these people? How have you never met these people?
Those are my buddies.
You can't just say these people. Literally right there.
In front of the face.
You know how it is.
Oh wait, we're gonna go play a game real quick.
Duck Goose. Ooh, puppets. Yes.
Baby should be cancelled from this.
Okay, sure. Radio DR.co.za.